Welcome to TKO, also known as
Trending with Keisha Nori.
If it's trending, we're talking about it.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the TKO podcast. This is Ori. Keish, what's going on, Keish?
Now, what's up, Ori?
You know, just trying to get through this crazy football season. Hopefully my squad make the playoffs, you know what I mean?
Yeah, this season reminds me of the podcast we did previously where you posed the question. I think it was last season or two seasons ago, you posed the question which top athlete in Philadelphia had the most pressure on them, right? It was between Bryce Harper, Carson Wentz, and
Ben Simmons,
or Embiid. And you strongly went with the Sixers. Ben. And what did I tell you? I said that the player in this city with the most pressure was Carson Wentz, and I wasn't so sure he would be able to handle it. So people can go back and check that episode out, but Ori, what's up with the Eagles? Carson Wentz is not handling that pressure.
Man, my boy is just struggling, man. He's struggling. I don't know what's going on with him, but I have faith that he's going to get better. Yeah, a lot of turnovers. Obviously, the team is banged up and whatnot. And as of this recording episode, they're still in first place. So there's still a chance for him to improve his season and whatnot. So, you know, we'll see what happens.
I don't even understand why you just brought that first place up. They are calling us the NFC least. Come on, Ori. But I heard that you and some of your fellow, are they Eagles fans? So some of your comrades, you guys had some opinions about the Eagles.
Yeah, we sure did. Yo, check this out. Had some of the friends of the podcast, they want to get on. They want to get into the TKO podcast. So they want to talk about Carson Wentz to the Eagles. Here it is. I got a couple of friends of the show, a couple of my boys. And they have been having a lot to say. They want to get on this podcast. They want to share their opinions and whatnot. So, everybody, America, welcome, Derek and Amon. What's going on?
What's going on, Ori?
How you doing, brother?
Oh,
I'm glad I can finally make it on this show. You know, you've been talking a lot of junk, obviously off this show, but I'm glad I got a lot to say today.
Oh shit.
Derek's What's... always got a lot to say. That's the thing, though.
Don't he? Derek always.
Oh, always.
Derek always talking.
I mean, I like to keep y'all entertained, you know what I mean? And make you smile doing it. But, you know, y'all are just some passionate people. And I never seen nothing like this, you know? I'm from North Carolina, so, you know, it's a little different. But I'm getting used to it.
But you know what? With what's been happening this season, it's just every week feels like it's the same thing happening over and over again. And even the losses, I mean, and even the wins, they haven't even felt good at all because they're winning against horrible teams, and right, it always comes down to the wire. Like, there hasn't been one comfortable Eagles win this year. It's just been bad, bad, bad.
Right. So let's get into this Eagles 2020 season. as Ahmad so eloquently stated, it's been bad, bad, bad. Actually, before we start, I'm more of a realistic fan, and I'm going to tell you why. Listen to just hear this out. I think I'm more realistic. I'm going to tell you why, because I think the norm is to be over the top, be angry. I was listening to the radio all day, all morning, afternoon, and we have a right to be angry. Like, the Giants kicked our butts. It wasn't anything close. It wasn't like, no, they beat us down. In fact, I texted our coworkers who are Giants fans. I will not name them in this podcast, but I texted them and I said, yo, y'all beat our ass straight up. Straight up, y'all beat our ass. So that's the kind of fan I'm like, yo, I can admit when we are bad, when we lose, I'm not going to sugarcoat it, but I don't go over the top. For an example, when people were talking about if Evan Ingram had caught that pass, y'all would have lost. But nobody says, yeah, but the Eagles had 8 possessions in the red zone, and they only got 2. If they had cashed in on 4, we would have won. So my point is this. Everybody has an if. And everybody act like their if is so much more greater than my if. That's the thing. We can if it all day long. If this, if that, if that. So that's why I don't even go with no ifs. I hate ifs. Ifs don't even matter. If an if was a fifth, we'd be drunk. Ain't that the rule? Yeah. So So that's why I'm like, all that stuff, like, oh, if this, if that, that's where I feel like I'm different. And people say that as optimistic, because I'm just like, it doesn't matter. You know, I like to look at what happened, the facts, and, you know, just leave it at that. But I'm very realistic. I mean, you have not heard me one at all this season say the Eagles were good. Yeah, you hear me? I all said they were good.
You said they was going to win the division. Which
I still did, and they were. Are they not?
Honestly, that doesn't mean they're good this year.
Yeah, let's still as possible.
Yeah, I still believe that, but my confidence level is like at 90. It's down to like 60. If they lose next week, it's going to keep going down and down and down.
The thing is, I mean, obviously we in Philly, we got to watch the Philly. Well, for me, I gotta watch the Philly games. But when you see this consistency of bad play each week going on and on and on, don't you think that would you like to make some kind of change or maybe run the ball a little more? I mean, how many games have Miles Sanders ran over, had 20 plus carries in his career? Probably none. Probably none.
And that's honestly the most infuriating thing about them. It's like, yo, honestly, obviously I have a problem with them being bad. That's fine as a normal sports fan. But I was saying earlier in the day, what drives me nuts is that you don't see any sort of adjustment ever from them. It's always the same thing that's scripted over and over again. There's no creativity. They don't play to their strengths at all, which I'm not even sure what their strengths would be this year, but it doesn't seem like they're doing anything right. They don't pass well. They don't run well. They don't really defend well either, and it drives me nuts. And listen, I don't have a problem with them having a bad season. That's fine. That's going to come with every franchise. Sure. But show me something. You got to show me that you're trying to change something to at least address the problem. And it's that stubbornness that's what makes me mad. It's not even the poor play. It's just kind of like they're accepting what they are, and what they are just isn't good. And, you know, if it means benching Wentz, which I know when they say they never give it a thought, I truly believe that. And that's sad to me. Because, you know, maybe in any other team, or we could bring up Derek's Patriots for a second, even Brady, as good as he is, if he was playing like that, you know Belichick would bench him. You know he would. Because This is what they do. Or you're giving me that look. I'm not saying to bench him for the rest of the
Brady.
Season. I'm not saying bench him for a whole game. But you got to send the message home that there needs to be accountability from the top to the bottom. And whether he likes it or not, he's the leader of that team. And if they're showing that, you know what, he can just get away with whatever he's been doing all year, that's just what's going to happen. I feel like he's just getting away with murder. It's just, it's crazy.
If number five was back though, will he be benched?
McNabb?
Yes.
Oh, my God. Oh, well, 100%.
Oh, and he did. Well,
wait, he remember, did get benched.
He got benched in the Baltimore game. The second he half, he got benched.
And then Kevin Cobb threw that
Kevin
pick.
Kevin Cobb threw that pick.
Eric Reed. Maybe it wasn't the best decision, but it's just a good It's a good sign, and it's a sign of leadership from the coaches that, hey, we expect you to be playing at a certain level, and the way that he plays just hurts the team. I think he's an incredibly talented quarterback, and we've seen that, but that was a few seasons ago. He's got a cannon of an arm. He can move around, but I feel like he just never looks comfortable, even though he says he's confident as all hell. He's just not getting it done, and the hero ball is ruthless. You watch any other top quarterback in the league, or just the top quarterbacks in the league, they get rid of the ball faster than anybody, and they get rid of it, and just they throw it into like 10 rows into the stands if they don't see it, you know? Russell Wilson does that all the time. He'll take a look around, doesn't see it, just chucks it. And that's fine. It's okay to be like that.
I think his play, I mean, he's holding the ball too long. He's waiting until somebody you have to get wide open for him to throw the ball. I mean, wide open. He's not leading no one like a receiver into the route. Or
but can they get open?
The route. Yes, they can get open. So you say right now y'all wide receivers can't get open?
I
think that's part of the problem. I think that's it. He's waiting for these guys because they're not beating guys.
He's waiting for them to get wide open. Lead them into that.
No. Well, here's the thing. But see, here's
and
the thing.
What about last year when he was missing those throws?
But hang on. Yeah. Obviously, his inaccuracy, you know, he hasn't been accurate. But hang on. So when he does, he will play hero ball a lot, and he gives his guys a chance a lot. And if people have a problem with that, it's like, why would you do that? Why would you throw that? Those throws in that Dallas game, that was a play where he's trying to say, you know what? I trust you. Go ahead and make the play.
Yeah.
So it's like he does do the things that we're saying he should do. It's just that it's just not working out. Maybe the guys aren't there yet. Maybe they aren't good enough. It's been a lot of injuries. The offensive line has been terrible. I mean, I think – I just don't think it's a Carson Wentz problem only. You know?
It's not. You can't put the full blame on him. You have to realize and look at the talent around him too, and it's definitely not up to par with what the other guys get. You know?
Here's the one thing about the Eagles since this Doug Peterson, Carson Wentz era came in, is that every time we think this team is dead and they're buried, they always find a way to come back.
Yeah.
So that is still a possibility because right now it's bad, right? Just like when – now, I was there in Miami. When they lost to Miami last year, and y'all was like, oh, you went all the way down there for that? Y'all was laughing at me. And y'all was like, it's over, right? Yes. Remember how did we feel after Miami? You said it was over. It was no way.
Well, I didn't feel no way. I felt happy.
Not you. But.
I said there was no way because they went down there against – at that point, Miami was one of the worst teams in the league. And, you know, credit to them. They've really turned it around in one season.
Big time.
With Flores, yeah.
Yeah.
They look good.
But it was a shocker.
But anyways, last year they were just, all right, you know, Philly has to win this game. And they went down there and then they lost. And I'm like, I don't see them coming back. But, yeah, they stepped up and did it. But you know what? There's that vintage Ori optimism again. You know, we just said they're going to win.
It's not optimism.
We're looking to go 1-4 the next five games. And Ori's sitting here saying, you never know.
No.
You know how they came up and just shocked us.
But that's going to go 4-11-1 and still make the playoffs.
No, that's a possibility.
And I told you that at the beginning of the year. I said, y'all always fighting for a playoff spot late in the season. It's been going on for the last 3 years.
But that's the point. I'm going by history. That's what I'm saying. That's who they are. So when somebody shows you who they are, accept it. I appreciate y'all stepping up to the podcast, giving your opinion. Sir. I appreciate your conversation. We're definitely going to do this again. And any last thoughts? Any last words? Derek?
Didn't know, I switched the hat for y'all just to...
Nice.
appreciate you having me, man. We got to talk some NBA. We got to talk some other things because, you know, if you didn't know, today at noon was the start of trades and free agency and things like that. So it should be a lot of moves. And obviously the Sixers need some.
All right, Ahmad.
Go Eagles.
I appreciate that.
I'm going to tell everybody out there, he won't be like this Sunday.
All right, everybody.
He'll be throwing some stuff.
All right, everybody. Thanks for watching. We'll check y'all out. Peace.
Appreciate it, Ori.
What's up, everybody? Once again, I have another friend of the podcast, and this dude been wanting to get at me for years. Me and my brother here, this is one of my brothers. Me and him been going at it for years. He calls me the greatest Philadelphia fan in the world. He says, Ori Hicks, there's no better, bigger fan than you. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the podcast, Mr. Mark. You want me to give you government name? I'm going to just say Mark. I ain't going to give you government name.
All right. What's up, brother Ori? What's going on? Thanks for having me on the podcast. Looking forward to it.
All right. So, me and you have had many conversations about football, things like that over the years. And one in particular, I think, is very interesting. What's going on right now with Carson Wentz? A few years ago, you made a statement that Carson Wentz is regressing. And obviously there has been some truth to that this year. A lot of national analysts are saying the same thing. But I want to ask you this question, Mark. Will Carson Wentz get better? What say you?
Will he get better? That's a tough question. I would say off of past seasons, he has shown that as the season goes, he gets better. But to me, this is a different year. I mean, it's a crazy year across the board. Just from, you know, everything that's going on with the COVID and everything. And I don't know if I see him coming out of this tailspin he's in. So will he get better? Yeah, that's possible, but how much better? So he can't go too much lower. He can't go too much lower right now. So I'm hoping he does get better though, but it's definitely not a good year. It's going on a downward trend.
All right, so like I said last year, you said he was regressing, and I vehemently disagreed with you. I'm only slightly disagreeing with you now. Tell me why last year you thought he was regressing, and I assume you feel he is regressing this year as well.
Right. So, let's back up. So can we keep it real with your audience here?
Let's keep it real. Let's keep it one.
Okay. So number one, we have a spirited debate, not just about the Eagles, but all of the Philadelphia teams. So, during the game, no matter what the team is, we're texting each other. And, you know, and I keep it real. I'm telling you, they stink. So that's our relationship. But yes. I call you, my nickname for you is the Stepford Eagles fan. Okay? So they can do no wrong. You have an excuse for everything. So
not true.
And so going back to the Carson thing is I do most of my critique by the eye test, as they say, the eye test. And it's just, for me, the past 2 to 3 years, I've seen a downward trend. So, you know, he came in his rookie year and he was going on an upward trend. And we can all, I think we can all agree that, was it the second or third year where he was in contention to be the MVP?
Second year.
Yeah, that was the Super Bowl year. And that was his peak. And then injuries, you know, knocked him down the peg. Then there was another injury. And then for me, ever since, you know, that maybe that second injury, it's been on a downward trend, his play. Now, I'm not saying that it may be all of him. And one of the things that I can look at is, for me, is how much is Doug and the coaching staff helping him out? So it's, to me, it's, you know, that is contributing to Carson's play.
So where do you hold, I'm glad you brought up Doug Peterson, but where do you hold the players around him contributing to his, what you say, call regression? Is it him separated from that, meaning that no matter what players were on the field, he would regress? Or do you think, as my contention is, that a lot of that has to do with the players around him?
For me, to a certain point. So I think everybody has a role to play, and the role you play will, I guess, add up to how many wins and losses you have. So if you don't have talent, you know, that's, you're not going to win a lot of games. But my thing is, I'm critiquing Wentz on what he does. So if he hits the open man and they drop the ball, then it's not on Wentz. But if Wentz throws an interception, and then it's going to be, okay, did he throw a bad interception, or did the receiver run the wrong route? Those are the things that I ask myself before I put the blame solely on Wentz. But particularly this year, the interception that he's thrown has just been terrible. And so it's, at a certain point, you can't blame the talent. You look at the interceptions, it's blatantly over the receiver's head. He's missing people. So those are all the things that I look at and say, he's just not playing well. And so, again, you do have to look at the line. And so in terms of, is he holding the ball? Does he adjust? So there's situations where, hey, if you know your line is not blocking well, why are you holding the ball so long? And then you and I talked about the game the other day where it looked like he was ordering a sandwich in the backfield, ordering a sandwich, waiting to get it. So those are the things I look at, and it's not smart play. So that doesn't have anything to do with the people around him, you know. If I have to give a percentage, I'm saying it's 70 Wentz, 30 play calling, you know, on Doug in the coaching, 70-30.
Okay.
So, you know, that's just the way I see it. You know,
that's the way I see it. So just want to reiterate, we're going to wrap this up, and I just want to reiterate, you have the Eagles finishing at 5-10-1. That is what you're saying, on this podcast.
Yeah, listen.
The whole world's going to know. They're going to come after you.
Listen, I'm feeling good because you finally invited me on your podcast. I want to leave with an optimistic view. I'm going to give Eagles 6 wins, okay? I'm going to give them 6 wins. All right? I'm going to give them 6 wins, and I want to leave your podcast on a good note. I don't want to be known as Grouchy Mark, all right?
Okay? Grouchy Mark.
Yeah, that's right. 6 wins for the Eagles. That's my
6 prediction. Wins. Okay. All right, everybody. Well, you heard it from my boy Mark. He has the Eagles at 6 wins. Mark, you must definitely come back. Mark, thanks for joining the podcast.
Not a problem. My pleasure. All right.
So there you have it. We chopped it up. We talked about it. So, you know, again, everybody, thank you again for watching TKO Podcast. I'm Ori. That's Keish. Keish, what you want to say?
That you Eagles fans need to do some serious soul searching. You really do. You know, now I'm not saying it should all be blamed on Carson. I don't even know if it's Peterson, but y'all gotta figure some things out because it almost makes it feel like they should have just stayed on lockdown like everybody else, right? They at this point they should have just said opt it out. Because it's not looking good, bro. But I hear y'all. Y'all know, you know, a lot of y'all talking about, you know, once you're in the playoffs, it's a whole new season. Whole new season with the same old players.
That's right.
The same old quarterback.
That's right.
So we'll see what happens. But thank y'all for checking us out. This is Trending with Keisha and Ori. Because if it's trending, we're talking about it. Right now, he was not trending for the best reason or the best season at that. But hopefully things will turn around. Make sure you check us out on anywhere you can hear a podcast. Check out our YouTube channel, TKO Podcast YouTube channel. Make sure you like, share, comment, and subscribe. And we'll see you on the other side with an all new episode.